Good afternoon. Clouds continue to back into parts of interior New York and New England in response to a system working its way up the eastern seaboard. An easterly fetch off the cool Atlantic waters, keeping that cloud cover low and chilly, and temperatures during the day will be held back into the upper 40s and lower 50s where the clouds are thickest, namely in parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into the Taconics and Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, and most of central and southern New England. In northern parts of New England and the northern part of New York, as well as the Mohawk Valley, more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon, and temperatures should make it into the middle and upper 50s across this region. The disturbance along the East Coast will edge out to sea overnight tonight. We'll be left with variable cloudiness and temperatures dropping into the 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where we will have a cold front working its way through the Great Lakes and toward us tomorrow. As a result, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies, although an increasing southerly wind will make it mild and temperatures will push back through the 60s and into the lower and middle 70s. There is the chance of a late-day shower as this front approaches, however generally dry through dinner time. Showers will arrive tomorrow evening across the entire region, maybe even a thunderstorm as the front pushes through, and overnight skies will be cloudy before we start to dry it out by Thursday morning. This will leave us with somewhat cooler air, but really back to normal temperature-wise for the end of the week with a mix of sun and clouds for both Thursday and Friday, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. It looks like high pressure will hold on for the weekend, keeping it dry with partly sunny skies into the mid-60s for Saturday and Sunday and even into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings remain in effect for parts of the western Great Lakes where another 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible before that system moves out. And another storm is moving through the Rockies now with 8 to 16 inches of snow expected in the foothills of the Rockies. 3 to 5 inches of snow is likely in the Denver area today. Meanwhile, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage, especially across Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede and will remain in major flood stage through the weekend. Numerous flood warnings continue at this hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 2 at St. Mary, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 87, set in 2007 and in 1902, and the record low, 26, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with the chance of a shower in New England today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with more clouds in the Catskills today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with the chance of a shower today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but mild with a late-day shower possible, lower 70s. More showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow night. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, lower 60s, partly sunny Friday in the upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs all 3 days back into the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.